This is St. Louis Public Radio. After months stuck indoors and in front of computers, parents and educators are looking for more ways to get kids outside. Open-air classes reduce coronavirus risks, and they're fun. With support from the Pulitzer Center, St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney spent part of the fall reporting in Germany. He visited some forest preschools there to see how they raise kids among the trees.
Uli Bostrom's co-teachers include a dog, two ponies, and a half dozen chickens. Bostrom founded a Wald Kindergarten, or forest preschool, 7 years ago in a wooded area of the capital, Berlin.
I think for children it's a dream to be here because they can be free.
The concept of forest preschools started in Scandinavia and is popular in Germany as well. Most are run independently, often with help of a parents group, but they receive government subsidies. Most have a tent or shack and maybe a few toys, but nature is the playground and the classroom. Bostrom says kids should be allowed to roam free. Preschool for most kids, she says, is too structured and serious. As for learning, it's more on the fly, like a head count, before heading off into the woods.
Come a mit. 12, 13, 13. They sometimes so, I don't know the word, but over-educated. They have to learn to, you know, count and to learn to blah, blah, blah. And you see, they learn it here as well, but in a totally different way, in a free way.
On this gray fall day, the kids are all dressed in rain pants, heavy coats, gloves and hats, and rubber boots. They spend nearly all day, every day, outside. As the children lead the way down a well-known path, I quickly acquire a personal trail guide. He promises to point out everything interesting, and I soon know the German words for leaves, trees, and his favorite, mushrooms. Advocates of nature-based education say it increases imagination, resilience, and problem-solving, as well as health. At an intersection, Bostrom asks the kids where they'd like to go.
Okay, wollen wir dann aber zum Baum gehen oder hier stehen bleiben? Baum, okay.
The big tree is the overwhelming choice.
It's their ship or their car or the bus or something like this. They can play there.
Many schools in the United States are choosing trees over desks, at least in part. Some are trying to move classes outside as a way to reduce kids' risk of coronavirus infection. But even before the pandemic, the number of forest preschools in the U.S. was growing, doubling to almost 600 in the last 3 years, according to the Natural Start Alliance. That's still a third the number in Germany. Bostrom's advice to all the newcomers?
They only need warm clothes if it's cold.
And keep the kids moving. A week later, I visit another Wald Kindergarten in a wood on the western edge of Munich. Rain is falling, but not enough to keep us indoors. As my boots squish and slide in the thin layer of well-trodden mud, I get a sense of the messiness of forest preschool. But parent Tamara Pinto shrugs off my concerns about laundry.
Put the clothes out and then I put in front of the door.
Founder and director Annette Zander says she usually gets a different question from prospective parents.
The most important question is, what about the toilet?
There's an outhouse, built of wood, of course. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.
Ryan is reporting on schools in Germany through an Education Writers Association fellowship with additional support from the Pulitzer Center.